Chapter 12. This Romantic Streak. From the bar we alight, our words floating like plumes on the night. Waldo spins on his heel and throws his arms open to embrace us and the whole wide world. "Why is he wailing?" I ask his spouse. "He's singing opera," she replies, behind her hand. "He has this romantic streak a mile wide, cannot contain it at all at times." I think of them, lying awake all night, adrift in romance, their bottles of homemade wine popping. There, in the centre of the road, he rotates, one arm swinging, irrigating the barren fields with this unbounded passion. We pause to admire. I cannot help but notice the eloquent quiver of her philtrum, a glitter in her eye. "Ah, music," she sighs, changing her tack. "How lucky we are to partake, and you to procure." "Yes," I concur, over-enthused, "scaling the peaks of opera, the endless accommodation of error in jazz, the mundane aggression of rock, the whimsical fiddling of folk, to mention but a few of its myriad forms." We look up at the pin-pricked sky and sigh. Such is life.